All of the crane chicks that have been raised at the Nisida Wildlife Refuge in central Wisconsin during the last 2 summers were hatched at the Patuxent Wildlife Research Center in Laurel, Maryland, about 25 chicks in all. At Patuxent, the adult whoopers are kept outside, away from humans, and often call to each other. The cranes live in large pens and have one wing clipped so they can't fly away. Biological technician Jonathan Male recognizes the call of two of the endangered birds.
That's kind of a guard call right there. That's a pair of whooping cranes. We are dating those birds right now. They're in two separate pens. During the daytime, we let one bird go into the pen, let them be together for a while, then we'll separate them. We'll keep doing this for a couple months. Eventually, when we see behavior that these two birds are going to get along together, we'll go ahead and put them together. Hopefully, they'll form a pair. They may not breed this year, but eventually, through time, we hope that they would breed.
And most of the 10 breeding pairs of whoopers at Patuxent do their bit without further human help. But Male says for a few, costumed humans do have to intervene and do artificial insemination. Male explains the process to a group of curious reporters from the Society of Environmental Journalists.
You go in, you grab the bird, you turn the bird around, you put the bird between your legs, and you massage the thighs of the male. He gives you a sample, and you grab the female, and she's struggling, and you do the same thing, and she relaxes and takes that sample and just will fall at your feet kind of thing. And
Even cranes who do not get along well with the other birds are kept for breeding. Male points to a whooper called Lonely, who killed at least one of his mates.
we don't have that many whooping cranes, and we don't have that much semen to collect to keep. We also have a cryopreservation program that we take the semen for the birds and freeze that and keep that for 10 years, for 30 years down the road. When these males die, then we have that semen to go ahead and inseminate other birds.
When mating is successful and a typical clutch of 2 to 4 eggs is produced, they usually don't stay with the whooping crane. The eggs are usually placed under one of the smaller sandhill cranes kept at Patuxent. Then, after a few weeks, the eggs are brought into a lab called the propagation building.
Okay, come on in. Come on.
Just down the hall, the eggs go into decades-old wooden incubators. Male says the wooden rack-like structures inside the incubators rotate.
Actually, these are paddles, and they will circulate the air, circulate the humidity for the eggs that are in here.
Just before the eggs are ready to open, they go across the hall to smaller carpeted wooden boxes called hatchers.
Usually takes around 24 hours for the chick to hatch out, for the chick to dry. When it hatches out, it's kind of yucky looking and needs to dry off. Once it dries off, a costume technician will come in, take the chick, take it to the crane chick building and raise it.
Now, Patuxent has been raising and sending young whoopers to a non-migrating flock of cranes in Florida for a couple of decades. And the production of young chicks for the migrating flock at Nisida also seems to be going well. So Patuxent officials now spend part of their time looking for ways to improve things, like the migration instruction process. Male says one thing being tested is not to have the birds follow ultralight airplanes, instead having them suspended in a cage from a blimp.
And they would go it maybe quicker. You see, we're concerned about the person that flies the ultralight aircraft. They're not federal employees. And there's a concern that there may be an accident one day. There have been accidents, but nobody's been seriously hurt. It may sound real crazy, but it really sounded crazy to have whooping cranes follow an ultralight aircraft. But that seems to be working, and so we're always trying to look at other ways in which we can teach cranes to migrate.
With whooping cranes sometimes taking a decade to mature and produce their own young, it's expected the Patuxent Center will have to keep supplying crane chicks for the Wisconsin to Florida experiment for several more years at least. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Laurel, Maryland.